10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Injection, fellas.
Suicide is a suicide. Suicide is a suicide. Suicide is a suicide.
Do us a poem.
I am young, gifted, and black. In any environment, I can adapt. So if you throw me in an office, I will access my PowerPoint to Excel. Word. My outlook ain't about being shook. They done put me in jail cells. When it comes to hell, I take it like I give it. When it comes to life, I often live it like I'm livid. Ain't on no DL, I'm on my DHL. My every message gets delivered. It's serious. Grown ass man, got no time for the delusional nor the delirious. I came to live a memorable life and die an honorable death. And in between, do what I can to make the best of this experience. Productive, not counter, not self-destructive. I be about balance. Some people be about fronting. Some people be about violating. That's why I try to be about patience till it's got to be about violence. Talent, an incredible focus, internal locus of control. Good thing this earth suit is somewhat attractive, because most cats would be taken aback if I had to bare my soul. It's beautiful and it's grisly. Please forgive me if I don't fuck around. Life ain't playing, and yet it's a game. And I got a few seeds with a stake in my name. And by the time they have seeds, needs to be no mistake in my name. And I love my blood, sweat, and tears, lacing up my boots tight and outpacing my pain. I am young, gifted, and black, and I can adapt to wherever you throw me at. And this demographic means I have to be versatile. Work an ice grill, still be able to work a smile. Being 100% hood is virtually worthless now. Besides, there's too many rings up in this circus now. So whether it's that corporate function or that juke joint jumping, you can put me in a workshop all day or throw a black and a 40 in my hand, put me in a project hallway, and afterwards interview all the executives and all the dope boys, and I guarantee you they all say that wherever I choose to fit in, I lay like wallpaper. Airtight, body healthy, head right, stretching both out every night. When I fall down, I begin again. I'm my own life coach. I'll be like, you better win in the end. Fake friends, I brush off. Failures, I dust off and evolve. When I'm a foot in my yard, I build fences, because cats want to act like they measure up the rulers but ain't even half inches. When I look to my God, I begin with, I promise to change problems into opportunities until you see fit that my life is ended. I am young, gifted, and black, and I will tap into whatever it takes. Available time determines available breaks. So when there's no time, there's no resting. Just like when you show no grind, you get shown no blessings. And God made me gifted, so how could I not personify presence? My essence is earth, wind, fire, water, and ether. And be the medium darkness or light, my light still permeates through either. I'ma be the best me that I can. Anything that tests me, I plan to aggressively withstand. So yo, any soul that try to oppress me, be damned. I am young, gifted, and black, and I will adapt until my spirit is free. I am young, gifted, and black, and I will adapt until my spirit is free. And until they execute my will execute my world, so that anything and everything I choose, it shall be.
This is the conspiratorial view of history, as opposed to the accidental view. And it is the conspiratorial view that we shall present in this program.
I thought that it was a matter of real concern that planted stories intended to serve a national purpose abroad came home and were circulated here and believed here, because this would mean that the CIA could manipulate the news in the United States by channeling it through some foreign country. Now, we're looking at that very carefully.
Do you have any people being paid by the CIA who are contributing to a major circulation American journal? we do have people who submit pieces to other two American journals. Do you have any people paid by the CIA who are working for television networks? This, I think, gets into the kind of getting into the details, Mr. Chairman, that I'd like to get into in executive session.
At CBS, we had been contacted by the CIA. As a matter of fact, by the time I became the head of the whole news and public affairs operation in 1954, ships had been established, and I was told about them and asked if I'd carry on with them.
We have quite a lot of detailed information, and we will evaluate it, and we will include any evidence of wrongdoing or any evidence of impropriety in our final report and make recommendations.
Do you have any people being paid by the CIA who are contributing to the National News Services, AP and UPI?
Well, again, I think we're getting into the kind of detail, Mr. Chairman, that I'd prefer to handle in executive session.
Senator, do you think that you named the news organizations in your final report?
That remains to be decided.
I think it was entirely in order for our correspondents at that time to make use of CIA agent chiefs of station and other members of the executive staff of CIA as sources of information which were useful in their assessments of world conditions.
Would you say that continues today?
Well, I would think probably for a reporter it would continue today, but because of all of the revelations of the period of the 1970s, it seems to me that a reporter's got to be much more circumspect in doing it now, or he runs the risk of at least being looked at with considerable disfavor by the public. I think you've got to be much more careful about it.
The blood, spirit, aggression of the first rebellion against the Anglo-Saxons. Blood soaked the sand and the waters of the Middle Passage. America land of opportunity, take advantage. Propaganda managed the minds, the hunger took asunder. Now we just social security numbers. We still capture slaves. Most importantly, confinement couldn't contain my brain. Still trying to purchase freedom to this day. Capitalism and the taxes we pay. Hey, check the powers of Congress. They did it so the descendants would remain harmless. Kill each other off and accumulate charges. Africans refer to me the animals lethargic. Immigrants with roses on the side of the road for green cars in. Just expressing my benevolence. Am I the target? I'm beyond this, but I gotta be honest. You call me a black man, black, having little or no power to reflect light. A evil, malignant, threatening, wicked, dangerous, slanderous, malicious, defining. I see through the silver lining.
In just hours, the family of an African-American man in Louisiana killed by police. The family will hold a news conference at City Hall in Baton Rouge. Now, the graphic cell phone video capturing the moment police shot Alton Sterling in front of a convenience store. Authorities say officers responded when an anonymous caller reported that a man selling CDs outside the store had pointed a gun at someone. Well, now witnesses say the officers tried to taser the suspect, but when the shock did not disable him, they tackled Sterling.
They shot him? Oh my goodness.
This is an ongoing investigation. We're going to review the video. We're going to review the audio. We have witnesses, non-biased witnesses here. We're going to bring them down to our station and interview them.
I really want to know more about what happened, about the whole situation, because my brother didn't deserve it.
And we froze that disturbing video just a split second before the fatal shot. Late last night, more than 100 people gathered outside the store to protest the shooting. Some were carrying signs, chanting Black Lives Matter, and hands up, don't shoot.
Everything on the up and up, progressive inclining. The time is now, the age of Aquarius. Logic and truth shall take care of us. So take care of us. Ay, no more handcuffs, shackled on the back of the bus. Orange jumpsuits in front of the judge. I live a life of distress, over 30 arrests. You think I'm saying this just to impress? I hustle hard, streets, places, complexes, terraces, avenues, and the boulevards. I ain't working a 9 to 5 or a 4 to 12, and I ain't worried about going, cause we living in hell. I can't see past paradise. It seems in this life, it don't pay to be humble or nice. American born with plenty. Took a look around the world, many without any. The present is a gift, the future is a myth. We wish to exist.
See, you got rights to your views, but don't act like you knew about the life of a man. Although it might get good or get right, but in the hood is the tripe we understand. Because we hustle hard so we can live easy. We hustle hard so we can live easy.
Hey, with me. We got pulled over for a busted tail light in the back. And the police just, he's covered. They killed my boyfriend. He's licensed to carry. He was trying to get out his ID and his wallet out his pocket. And he let the officer know that he was... he had a firearm and he was reaching for his wallet, and the officer just shot him in his arm. We're waiting for a back. I will, sir. No worries. I will. He just shot his arm off. We got pulled over on Larpiner.
I told him not to reach for it. I told him to get his hand off it.
You told him to get his ID, sir, and his driver's license. Oh my God! Please don't tell me he's dead. Please don't tell me my boyfriend just went like that.
Keep your hands where they are, please.
Yes, I will, sir. I'll keep my hands where they are. Please don't tell me this, Lord. Please, Jesus, don't tell me that he's gone. Please don't tell me that he's gone. Please, officer, don't tell me that you just did this to him. You shot 4 bullets into him, sir. He was just getting his license and registration, sir.
Get the female passenger out.
Right now with your hands up. Let me see your hands. Exit now. Keep them up.
Face. Where's my daughter? You got my daughter?
Face away from me and walk backwards. Walk backwards towards me. Keep walking. Get on your knees.
Hustling hard to live easy,
yes.
So when it ain't easy,
uh-huh.
You gotta live that life greasy,
yep.
Yes, it's just a story of mine,
uh-huh.
When I was out there one time,
uh-huh.
Dimes and dubs and my Nike is out on my grind.
Woo.
Now it's worthless at that point, I thought it's worth it at time,
uh-huh.
If I knew what I knew now, I would do fine,
yes.
Cause I had to save up,
uh-huh.
All about my paper,
uh-huh.
Hustle hard to live easy, younger that will make ya,
uh-huh.
Go out here and do some crazy things to get that paper.
True.
Whether it's distribution or pulling capers, yes, and even if it's stealing or robbing,
uh-huh.
The problem is a ghetto mentality, solution to solve them. Gotta make a way out here, I pray out here,
uh-huh.
To walk in my streets and make the day out here.
Youngin',
I don't need to promise, I'm tryna hustle hard to live easy. Listen, my nigga, and I'm just being honest.
Look, see, you got rights to your views, but don't act like you knew about the life of a man. Although it might get good or get right, but in the hood is the tripe we understand. Because we hustle hard so we can live easy. We hustle hard so we can live easy. We work like slaves so we can live really.
Shots ringing in the air and sirens piercing through an empty road in Texas. This amateur video shows the dramatic scenes play out. What should have been a peaceful protest ended in violence and lives lost. This video shows the police reaction to 5 officers being killed and a further 6 wounded by a sniper in Dallas. A standoff followed the incident, which happened during a protest against police brutality in America and accusations of deeply embedded racism in some U.S. forces. just days after two black men were fatally shot by police on opposite sides of the country. Videos showing the police killings of Philando Castile in Minnesota and Alton Sterling in Louisiana sparked national debate. The protests were among several held across the country, with many campaigners rallying to push the Black Lives Matter movement.
My friends like a nine with no safety, so I go off. With names on the line, it's no mistaking that I'm so raw. More hating when I go on, more faking when they're so wrong. I'm holding back, this shit has been aching my mind for so long. They're fronting up for riots when my city has been longing for war. Cause this is where I'm from, and doing drive-bys no more. Straight up the point blank range when you look in your enemy's eyes. To the point that when you aim, you should see the feminine side. It took him an infinite ride, so get your eminent prize. It's a march you got to set up to step up your infamous pride. A twisted life or gifted child on a twisted ride on a gully road. Us across the fire, the dust is light, so keep your snotty nose. Now that's the slice of third world and the hood they're living on. Cause every moist they got to beat their hands drilling and sipping on. So don't come make us, we make up our own son. Now grab your bows, arrows and machetes, let's hit this home run.
Listen, see you got rights to your views, but don't act like you knew about the life of a man. Although it might get good or get right, but in the hood it's the tripe we understand. Because we hustle hard, so we can live easy. We hustle hard, so we can live easy. We work like slaves, so we can live freely. We hustle hard. See, you got rights to your views, but don't act like you knew about the life of a man. Although it might get good or get right, but in the hood, it's the tripe we understand. Because we hustle hard, so we can live easy. So hard, so we can live easy. We work like slaves, so we can live freely. We hustle so hard.
This was just handed to me, the New York Post. Not uncommon to have hyperbolic page one, but let's hope this headline is wrong for our country, and this is not a civil war. Let's hope this was a, I don't know what to call it. It was certainly an act of urban warfare, as we said, an attempted assassination, the successful assassination of at least four police officers. And I'm not sure we have a good idea of the full number of the wounded and injured. There were early reports that minor injuries were sustained, major enough to require people going to the ER. Because of the sheer mass of people, the stampede effect to get out of there. We saw the gentleman who spoke to us from the hospital door, wounds that have to be called superficial in light of the terrible gunshot wounds we've seen tonight. But there are a lot of folks who are going to be seeking treatment for wounds in Dallas, Texas. Remember, with all these rounds in the air, the possibility of being struck, ricocheted rounds off pavement, off a building, the same thing you encounter in warfare.
See, you got rights to your views, but don't act like you knew about the life of a man. Although it might get good or get right, but in the hood, it's the tripe we understand. Because we hustle hard, so we can live easy. We hustle hard, so we can live easy. We work like slaves, so we can live freely. We hustle hard. You got rights to your views, but don't act like you knew about the life of a man. Although it might get good or get right, but in the hood, it's the tripe we understand. Because we hustle hard, so we can live easy. We hustle hard, so we can live easy. We work like slaves, so we can live freely. We hustle hard.
Custody and that they're not, you know, forthcoming with their information to cooperate with the police.
I would absolutely advise people who work in the downtown Dallas area, if you could take tomorrow off, tomorrow might be a good day to take off. The police are going to have an unbelievable investigation on their hands. You know, we don't know the scale of what has taken place here tonight. We don't know how many actors are involved. The police are going to have an unbelievable investigation on their hands. You know, we don't know the scale of what has taken place here tonight. We don't know how many actors are involved.
I already knew. Already knew from the last video that I just posted. I knew I was going to get negative comments. Oh, have respect. Someone just died. It's not fake. Da da da. But when you really look at this, it's not the Urban Disciples that look stupid. You're not opening your eyes to check this out. Now, when I saw this, it just added on to the collection of BS that I've been seeing for the last day. And it just put all the pieces of the puzzle together. Now, when we open our eyes and use our brains on this one, this should be easy to see. Now, let me go ahead and play this and see what you guys think of this.
We in the back seat of the police car.
Didn't you just see a hand right there?
Phil's sister called me. The police just shot my boyfriend for no apparent reason. My phone is about to die. They shot him. He shot him 3 times because we had a busted taillight. He asked them for license and registration. He told them that man that it was in his wallet, but he had a pistol on him because he's licensed to carry. And the officer told him, don't move. And as he was putting it back up, the officer shot him in his arm about 4 or 5 times.
Wow, it went from 3 to 4 to 5 times.
I'm on Larpenter and Fry. Whoever can come to Larpenter and Fry, that's where I'm at. I'm going to need a ride home. We is on Larpenter and Fry. Alize, if you can come to
Larpenter. Of course, right? Alize, come on, man.
We right here in Roseville. They got the Roseville police. They got me handcuffed.
They got her handcuffed.
I'm about to die.
Remember that.
Larpenter and Fry, the Roseville police department just shot my boyfriend. They shot him 4 times. He's licensed to carry. We had a busted taillight.
Yeah, she keeps saying the same story.
And we had some weed in the car. That's about it.
Yeah, because on our Facebook, she's smoking blunts, which is all good.
It was a Chinese police officer that shot him. He's Chinese. He's about 5'5", 5'6" and a half. Heavy set guy. He asked him for his license and registration, which was in the back of his pocket, because he keeps his wallet in his pocket. And as he went to reach, he let the officer know before he was reaching that he had a firearm on him. And before he can let the officer know anything, the officer took off shots. About 4 or 5 rounds was shot. And my boyfriend, I don't know what condition he's in. I don't know if he's okay or if he's not okay. I'm in the back seat of the police hand car. In the back seat of the police car.
The hand car? Handcuffed?
I need a ride. I'm on Larpenter and Fry. They got machine guns pointed.
There's a particular question that I have.
Don't be scared. My daughter just witnessed this.
How can you aim a camera if you're handcuffed?
The police just shot him for no apparent reason.
How is she doing it?
No reason at all.
Just so fake.
They asked for license and registration. That's the police officer over there that did it.
How is she controlling all of this, being handcuffed, mind you? If you people are still believing this, you are fast asleep. You need to get off that NyQuil.
I'm out of my mind. I'm out of my open mind. I'm out of my mind. I'm out of my open 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 mind.
left and it didn't say bye. Don't look at me wrong, I'm out of my mind. Like Nostradamus and Da Vinci combined. So paranoid of espionage. I'm watching my doors and checking my vibes. My brain's on vacation, they're telling me. And I'm bipolar to the severest. And I need medication, apparently. And some electric convulsive therapy. I am a rebel, but yes, I'm so militant. Still a melodrama of the disabilities. I am psychotic, but there is no remedy. This is not figurative, this is literally. These looking gold dumb, I go to the mental facility. See, man, I'm so out there, I slap eyes with E.T. I don't need a feature, they don't want my eat them. I like heart when I'm on this beat. If you feel the same as me, then you gotta agree. I'm out of my mind, out of my mind.
What's your name, P.O.B., so they calling you Bob? Stop playing, you know that I'm known for the Bob. Couple hit songs, got you thinking you a heartthrob. Well, this thing's so good, make all get that wanna solve. You don't need a feature, I'm the feature. You gon' be the priest, and I'ma be the preacher. You gon' be the him, I'ma be the Shira. You gon' be the Grim, I'ma be the Reaper.
Airplanes in the night skies like shooting stars.
Well, you gon' really need a wish right now when my goons come through and start shooting stars. You know I'm all about shoes and cars. I'm kinda drunk for a booze Bacardi. I told baby when I get my new Vans in my blood, I'm gonna fuck on a blue Bacardi. You know I graduated summa cum laude. That's why they thinkin' I'm Illuminati.
As a matter of fact, let's kiss and make up. I'll help you escape on my blue Ducati.
I'm out of it. I can't seem to come out of it. What's going on inside of my head? It feels like I'm being John Malkovich.
Malkovich.
Ladies and gentlemen, please tone it down a bit. There's an announcement I'd like to read. Now, wait, how am I supposed to pronounce this? I don't need a sub, I don't need this bigger, cause I fucking bring the noise like an onomatopoeia. Leave him in the dust, all I see is my Adidas. Nene boo boo, wouldn't wanna be a. Never turning back, how you think I got here? And I'm never slowing down.
Was that a deal?
If you got a problem, step to the office. Matter of fact, never mind, talk to the kiosk. Biatch, you have no idea. That's why they call me B-Dot. Been a maniac ever since I was knee-high. Man, I swear I gotta need help. Someone call Charter, maybe call FEMA. Cause I gotta be crazy, out of my mind. I have this many steps on my visa. Out of my mind. Wait, if I'm here and you're there, and I'm here and you're there, and I'm here
and you're there, and
if I'm here and you're there, and 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 I'm here.
The officers clearly felt he had a gun.
Action News has acquired video showing a portion of the Fresno police shooting that killed a 19-year-old just days ago. Dylan Noble was shot and killed 11 days ago.
He was unarmed, but police have said he gave officers a good reason to shoot him. Action News reporter Corin Hogger is live in the newsroom tonight with the first look at that deadly showdown. Corin?
Warren Noble's parents have both retained attorneys who are looking at possibly suing the police department, and video could play a big role. Police recorded body camera video, but so far they won't release it. But a witness recorded cell phone video, and we've acquired it. We want to warn you that video you're about to see may be disturbing. Dylan Noble died in a hospital, but his life ended in the parking lot of an East Central Fresno gas station on June 25th. For the first time, we're seeing a piece of the final showdown. From about 100 feet away, a witness pulled out his phone after the first two gunshots and recorded officers shooting two more shots. The video lasts 26 seconds. What it doesn't show, according to Fresno Police Chief Jerry Dyer, is at least 75 seconds of officers confronting Noble, the 19-year-old ignoring dozens of commands and mimicking the movements of someone armed with a gun.
And when he gets within about 12 feet of the officers, he makes the statement, "I hate my effing life." And then he quickly starts to pull his hand out when the officer fires two rounds and shoots him.
After those shots, Noble fell to the ground. It's hard to see exactly what he's doing at that point, and we've blurred a portion of the video that may be too disturbing for some people. But Chief Dyer says body cam footage from about 10 to 12 feet away paints a much more detailed picture.
And that happened twice, where he deliberately raised his shirt with the left hand and reached with his right hand underneath the shirt into the waistband. The officers at that point believe that he was trying to retrieve a firearm, and they fired.
Noble's friends and family have been asking police to let the public see the video from the officer's perspective so everyone can know exactly what happened.
But really, we need to see the rest of the story, the entire picture here. Those body cams are important to exonerate the police or maybe implicate the police.
But Chief Dyer won't release the body cam video just yet, not while the investigation is still underway.
Because I believe it explains so much, but I believe it is premature. I do not want to taint any potential witnesses.
Dyer says the last witness they know of is the person who recorded the video we showed. They could release the body cam video within the next couple months. Attorneys for Noble's parents requested an investigation by an outside agency like the FBI. Chief Dyer says last week he actually asked the FBI and the U.S. Attorney General's office to conduct their own investigations, and they agreed.
I think I've had enough. I might get a little drunk. I say what's on my mind. I might do a little time. 'Cause all of my kindness is taken for weakness. Now I'm 4 or 5 seconds from wildin', and we got 3 more days till Friday. I'm just trying to make it back home by Monday morning. I swear I wish somebody would tell me, ooh, that's all I want.
Woke up an optimist. Sun was shining, I'm positive. Then I heard you was talking trash. Hold me back, I'm about to spaz.
Yeah, I'm about 4 or 5 seconds from wildin', and we got 3 more days till Friday. I'm tryna make it back home by Monday morning. I swear I wish somebody would drive me. Ooh, that's all I want.
And I know that you're up tonight thinking, how could I be so selfish? But you call wondering where I've been. Now I know that you're tonight thinking, how could I be so reckless? But I just can't apologize. I hope you can understand.
If I go to jail tonight, promise you'll pay my bill. See, they wanna buy my pride, but that just ain't up for sale. See, all of my kindness,
it's taken for weakness. Now I'm 4 or 5 seconds from wildin', and we got 3 more days till Friday. Trying to make it back home by Monday morning. I swear I wish somebody would tell me, ooh, that's all I want. 4 or 5 seconds from wildin', and we got 3 more days till Friday. Just trying to make it back home by Monday morning. I swear I wish somebody would tell me, that's all I want.
Cops are freaked out. And that's, look, my only protest over this whole thing is when they just turn it into open season on black people. I disagree with that. I think cops will shoot anyone, anytime. They make mistakes all the time. They're not the brightest. And now they're super on edge and super nervous, which makes them even crazier with all this. And this notion of all they do is do black people. No, we just don't report it when it's white people. When the 19-year-old in Fresno gets shot, we look at his skin tone. If he's white, all right, it's not making the news. So, of course, if you did a thing, and there was a shot fire? There was a, some kid in Fresno got shot. But it's like, look, I showed you many depictions of Whitey getting the crap beat out of him or getting shot. But if you did this, I mean, if this is the way our news was wired, I like to make my car analogies, right? Okay, so here's the deal. We will, and I'll go back to color. There's black cars out there. There's white cars out there. And there's every other color. But I'll tell you what. The only stories that will make accidents, make the news for an accident, will be black cars. They'll just be black cars. If there's an accident with a white car, that's not newsworthy. If it's a black car, that's newsworthy. And then you sit around and watch the news for a couple of years. Well, what conclusions do you draw? Well, black cars are getting in accidents far more, whatever. But that's not statistically true. It's just we're not reporting. If we refuse to report any other thing other than the black car narrative, then yes, we will all walk around in a society where we think there's something wrong with cops or black cars or whatever the analogy is. And that's where we're at. There's plenty of footage of cops shooting Hispanic people and white people and doing, get Mark Gargos in here. He'll tell you he's doing 10 cases that involve a guy walking his dog and a cop just came up and shot him and this and that. But okay. We only care about this one. They create more crime statistically, black males in a certain age, than do other groups of that age or other ages or females or Asians or whatever it is. Yes, of course, when a cop walks up on a big black dude, he has a different mindset than he does on a elderly Asian woman. I mean, you can do all the cop training you want. They got guns. They're some of the dumbest guys you went to high school with. They're wired a certain way. It's going to happen. But it's going to happen to Whitey and Hispanic, too. And it'll happen to, you know, first off, above black, it's just male. I mean, you say, well, it's black males. No, it's male, white males, Hispanic males, black males. It's just males. Okay, that's number one. Well, what are cops doing? Well, when they walk up on a dude between the age of 16 and 31, their hands on the gun because that's who commits all the crimes. Whatever your color is, right. That's the guys that could get violent. That's how, or physically may be imposing.
Yeah,
that's how it works. What happened to the Fresno kid, Dylan Noble?
Yeah, there's a video. It's unclear exactly what happened. But when the video starts, he's on the ground and they're screaming at him not to move, and then they shoot at him at least twice.
But he's white. I don't get it.
Apparently, they felt he wasn't obeying their commands.
All right. I know what's more egregious than this. The guy's 8 feet away, lying on his belly, and they stand there a safe distance away. They're not wrestling with him. There's no implication that he could get their gun, or he's laying on the ground, and they just shoot him while he lays on the ground. Okay.
This says they were 12 to 15 feet away.
Okay. Well, I got better eyeballs than they do. But either way, I mean, look, he's halfway up a Ford F-150 with a body lift kit and a suspension, 3-inch suspension lift, and they're standing by the tailgate, so they can't be that far back. It's wrong, but it's not stop with the narrative of open season on black people. It's poisoning us. It's a 19-year-old kid who looks like a nice snowboarder getting executed in the street in the daylight hours. Daylight hours. It's not a story. Doesn't exist. Why doesn't it exist? He's younger than these other guys that were shot. He was executed by cops. It was nearby. It was in Fresno. We're here in LA. Why no story? Doesn't fit the narrative. That's all. So please, everyone with this stuff, understand what you're getting fed. And of course, if you're the black community, you're going to be outraged because you're watching TV just like I'm watching TV. Yeah. You don't hear about the guy from Fresno. You hear about these two brothers and you go, I'm outraged. You see the black mom. She's like, the only time this happens is to young black men. That's the only time this goes on. And of course, that's the narrative you've been fed. That's the only going to show accidents involving black cars. Okay. I just don't. All I'm saying is it happens. It's going to happen. And it's sad when it happens, but if you're a news agency, you got to tell it when it happens every time or tone it down, but you can't just steer this. That's not news.
F. 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 A. F'd in the A. F'd in the A with a D. With a D. F'd in the A. F'd in the A with a D. With a D. With a big fat D.
Really? After having looked at this for a day now, I have to sit back for a minute, watch it unfold, and it's always bullshit. But this time, what happened at the end is the point that you need to take away, in my opinion. Police killed a man with a robot bomb. Did you see this? This is the headline. In a first, law enforcement uses a robot bomb. We live in a Terminator movie, if that's true. If they actually sent a robot with a bomb to blow someone up, first of all, you wouldn't do that, okay? In this situation, in reality, because at the time that they're having a standoff with this guy and they're shooting back and forth, I even caught one stream that I did record, and the guy's talking about how they could already have taken him if they wanted to. They had a tank.
They could have him if they wanted him. He's got no hostages, and they've got an armored vehicle. This could have been over. This is how much care they're taking to try and take him alive. For the intelligence reasons that Tim discussed, and so that it dispels some of the myth that all police are trying to kill people.
But they were trying to take him alive, which only makes sense to try and take him alive because there may be other snipers, like they said. I mean, they were reporting all night long that there was triangulated gunfire coming from multiple higher vantage points. They had all these other suspects. The guy himself was claiming he had put IEDs in various other places. I mean, this is somebody you would want to keep alive if you could, because you would want to know where those IEDs were and if there are any other snipers they need to be looking at or any other suspects. At what moment did they say, now's the time we rig an explosive device to a robot and blow someone up? But after a big, long, protracted standoff that went hours into the morning, they just decided, well, this is going nowhere. I guess we'll send in the robot with the bomb and just blow the guy up. When they could have sent in a robot with some kind of gas that knocks him out, and then taking him alive, and then they could have questioned him for that intel, which only makes sense to do. Sending in the robot bomb makes no sense unless you want a very sensational situation in which most of the public will go along with it being okay for police to kill people with robot bombs. For a while, what they were reporting was that the sniper killed himself and died from a self-inflicted wound after the standoff. And that was splashed all over social media. It was splashed all over the television. This is what they were telling people. And I think what happened was, since they already had all their other agendas going on with this, with the race war, race baiting stuff, with the gun control stuff.
There has been a vicious, calculated, and despicable attack on law enforcement. We also know that when people are armed with powerful weapons, unfortunately, it makes attacks like these more deadly.
Police looking really bad, so if you have a shooting of police, then you're flipping the script on that. All of that, that's already all working in their favor. I think they probably were analyzing social media, and in real time, they decided, you know what? Now's a really good time to up the stakes of our police state and roll this out. Because they've set a new precedent with this. Now police are bombing suspects. They're bombing people now. That is so far beyond just police shooting people, okay? Or using non-lethal weapons. Well, there's no such thing as a non-lethal weapon. Less than lethal weapons on people, like LRADs and things that make you feel like your skin is being cooked alive when you stand in the beam, or these acoustic weapons that they have, or even the psych warfare that they used on, you know, say the people in Waco where they were playing sound of rabbits being tortured.
There were the sounds of dying rabbits, dentist drills, helicopter rotor blades, and sirens. The Branch Davidians were guinea pigs, a captive audience.
I mean, all of that disgusting stuff that they did. That's the kind of stuff where they just unleash these things on the public, and they do it gradually, and they do it at first in situations where most of the public will go along with that and be, well, he was shooting at cops, he had shot a bunch of cops, they thought he was the guy, they were pretty sure, so no, okay? No, no. This is now something that they have set a precedent for. Using robots with bombs to kill people without a trial or anything. This is the world we're living in now. We're supposed to just accept that we live in, you know, Terminator or RoboCop or something. There were other options here. They did not have to send in a robot with a bomb and blow him up. They did. And now that is going to be the new precedent. Now that is something we are going to see. It's kind of like, if you remember the Dorner case out in California, they had talked about hitting him with a drone. They talked about doing that. They did not end up doing that because I think they figured out that the public outcry for that would have been very high. Right now what you have is dead cops, dead cops, dead cops, Black Lives Matter, White Lives Matter, racial division, gun control agenda, and everyone is looking in all these different directions, and they're completely missing the fact that now what our police state is telling us as citizens of America is that if we're in a situation, there's not even going to be due process at all. They will send in a robot with a bomb and they will blow you up. We are being dehumanized systematically. We have remote control warfare. And that remote control warfare has now been brought into American streets to be used on American citizens.
Kill the light.
the cesspit, friendless, too breathless to defend. I descend to the depths of the mess of a mass. I get no rest from the devil on my back. I keep on the peace, I get my walking out of here. I keep on the peace, I'm constant, walking out of here.
Do you ever encounter people on certain forums, message boards, or conversation threads online that are unabashedly pro-US? Now, I'm sure you're thinking, yes, of course, why would that be strange? There are a lot of people out there supportive of the US government engaging in conversations in the social media world. But I don't mean those people. I mean the online personas that, oddly enough, are unrelenting in their patriotic vitriol and troll for literally hours trying to debunk legitimate questions or any opposition to the establishment. Sometimes, it almost seems like these people might even be getting paid to do it. I mean, how else could they expel that insane amount of time and energy on these comment threads trying to argue how wrong you are? Well, this might be old news to some, but last year it was confirmed that the U.S. military has been manipulating social media by using fake identities to influence conversations and spread pro-American propaganda. It's called Online Persona Management Services. And under the CENTCOM contract, it allows the creation of up to 10 sock puppet accounts for every U.S. serviceman or woman working on the program. The stipulations are that every fake persona must have a convincing background, history, and supporting friend networks so that it will remain undetectable from even the most sophisticated adversaries. According to The Guardian, the project has been likened by web experts to China's attempts to control and restrict free speech on the internet, and that critics are saying that it allows the U.S. military to create a false consensus in online conversations, crowd out unwelcome opinions, and smother commentaries or reports that do not correspond with its own objectives. Now, of course, according to CENTCOM, their only objective is to counter violent extremist and enemy propaganda outside of the U.S., and that it would be unlawful to address U.S. audiences with the technology. Wow, unlawful, really? Interesting. Because the newest version of the 2013 NDAA included an interesting amendment. This amendment legalized domestic propaganda on the American public. You heard me right. The newest NDAA wasn't just reauthorizing the indefinite detention of American citizens. It also allowed the U.S. government to legally carry out misinformation campaigns against the citizens of this country. But is this really surprising to anyone? I mean, the corporate media is basically a propaganda arm of the U.S. government anyways, isn't it? Why the need to legalize the use of propaganda when you already have an entire mainstream media establishment lacking to the White House, reprinting government press releases without question, selling wars, and carrying water for the administration? In fact, aside from everything I just mentioned, the Pentagon already spends $4 billion a year to influence public opinion, and the Department of Defense also spends hundreds of millions of dollars on information campaigns in countless countries occupied by the U.S. military. But perhaps even more disturbing than all of this is the fact that the CIA has already been infiltrating the biggest press institutions since the early 1950s. One has to look no further than Operation Mockingbird, a secret CIA campaign to spread disinformation and false stories to foreign governments during the Cold War. It did this by manipulating the media into focusing on propaganda, sabotage, and subversion. It was later revealed in congressional hearings that the CIA program consisted of literally paying off editors and reporters at most mainstream news outlets. The New York Times, CBS, Time, The Washington Post, Newsweek, AP, Reuters, and countless more. In one instance, a journalist named Joseph Alsop, who's alleged to have been one of the most prominent journalists working under Operation Mockingbird, wrote foreign affairs articles that appeared in over 300 publications. So, isn't it nice to know that the supposed watchdogs of the government can be so easily bought? Even though the intent of this program was to focus on matters outside of this country, it undoubtedly influenced everyone living here at the time. People to this day
could still be reading and referencing these articles, not knowing that they're completely fake. And sure, this was more than 50 years ago, but let's face the facts here. Our media is much worse now and has been much more easily compromised now. So how do we know that Operation Mockingbird still isn't in effect? Well, we don't.
Very powerful stuff. What more do you want?
Now, go find the others.com.
All in all, this has been a tough week. But we've seen the character of our country once more. And as president, I'm confident that we have the courage and the resilience and the spirit to overcome these challenges and to go forward as one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you very much, everybody.